How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. I want to start off by saying a rest in peace to Chig. I can say a friend of mine, you know, he was a couple of years above me in school. Then I see him again on the YouTube scene and whatnot. I've done a couple of videos with him over the years. Obviously, he was close to Lee Gunner and he'd done a lot of videos with Lee. And I just want to put a rest in peace out there to him because it is a shock and it just shows you, you know, what life is really. One day you're here, the next day you might not be. So, you know, take it all as it comes and try and enjoy as much as possible. Rest in peace. And my thoughts are out with his family and friends, obviously, at this dark time. He was only 36 years of age, I believe. So it is mad. It is mad. But yeah, lads, what are you lot saying, man? How you lot been? Weekend of football? Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse.
I'm good.
Saeed smiling. Saeed, don't worry, we're going to get to you. Luckily, there was a great game of football that, you know, needs to be talked about first. But I think...
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know what I mean? It's better to keep United last, mate, because we ain't got no football.
Nah, you're going second, brother.
Over your win, then. You're not happy with your win?
No, I'm. You can see me. I'm smiling. I'm happy.
I'm glad.
And football capo here with the super chat says, RIP Chiggy Smalls. Thank you for giving me a platform to say it with my chest when it comes to the Arsenal. You're a real... What's that? You're a real one. Oh, sorry. You're a real one. Partey has yet to convince me with his attacking threat. Is he better at CDM? Well, I guess that's the question to ask. We'll get into Partey when we get into Brighton because that's obviously going to be a talking point. I'll remember that. I'll keep it on the screen as well. Make sure that's there. And yeah, let's get into it then. Steve, you gave us a... Let's talk to you first about that game. I know Grizz did, you know, tell us before that we're about to witness the best game in the Premier League. And I think we did. Steve, we then.
Yeah, man. It was obviously the track record at Anfield for us has not been good. Last season, without the fans, we finally turned up. But there was a little bit of air of confidence about the City end. I think after the win at Chelsea and the way we performed in Paris, I think we were a little bit confident. It was a different feeling. The City fans were getting behind them. Liverpool fans were getting behind them. And then the way we played, first 15 minutes, we were feeling each other out. We was having a look around the park, see what was happening. There was a couple of battles that were starting to get tasty. Obviously, Foden and Milner, you know what I mean? Fabinho and Rodri was having a bit of a do in the middle and that. And then the first half, mate, I thought we just turned the screw on him. And we know striker. How it's 0-0 at half-time. I mean, the Liverpool fans must have been thinking, just get to half-time, regroup. And, you know what I mean? A Kevin De Bruyne chance at the back post, a header. All he has to do is head it into the ground. You know, it's his 50p head and goes into the Anfield Road. Grealish hit the corner flag with some mad shin shot. Foden tried to go around Alisson. Foden went through again, shot straight at Alisson. There was a load of little chances, you know what I mean? And at half-time, I'll be honest, the City fans were thinking, fucking hell, is this going to be like it always happens here, where we, you know, we turn up a little bit and get beat? And then second half, Liverpool came out, credit to them, changed the game a little bit, they scored. And then the crowd's up then. And then our end's flat because we're thinking, once they've got the crowd on the side at Anfield, it's fucking game over, you know what I mean? I was just gutted. My heart sank. I thought, you know what? We played so well. Just been caught out again by quality. But credit where credit's due. We got back in the game. Foden, brilliant goal. Fantastic finish. Low. Shut them up then. Crowd just went flat because it was... They were thinking the same as us. We were both sets of fans. We're exactly on the same level. They scored. The tails was up. We scored it. Shut them up. We got shut up. It was a mad game. But you've just got to appreciate... the talent and the managers and the systems that they were playing and the levels. I mean, I was only four rows from the pitch and them players were dead on the feet, man. Dead on the feet because they knew that if one of them switched off, it could cost them and their team a game. And you know what? I've been blessed to go to two games in 7 days. One at Stamford Bridge was a great game of football between two great sides and one yesterday. And it was just madness, mate. And even like Rodri with that tackle when Edison misses it, Fabinho at the back post. He's got all the time in the world. I'm right in front of it. And Rodri's foot comes out of nowhere, blocks it. And it was just, you know what I mean? And then you've got Mo Salah's goal. The guy, you've just got to take your hat off to him. You know what I mean? I was right behind it, man. It was unbelievable.
We have to give him respect tonight. I can't lie. After he scored that, I thought about this show.
No slander today. Back.
Recently, we had a conversation.
I'm watching you, brother. I'm watching you. The moment you open your
you know that guy.
I'm the Grim Reaper today.
Because when I said something about Mo Salah a couple of weeks back, I was getting pelters from the chat.
I wasn't in the show that day.
What did you say?
I was in the London Fashion Week.
I must not have been on the show.
We've got to mention as well. Bernardo Silva was like a mouse running around some cat sanctuary in the middle, and the cats was all chasing him and that. He was getting around it, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying rats,
you know what I mean? Don't go there, Saeed. That's not nice.
You were close to saying it, though.
Mate, I've called that many people a rat this weekend. I sent the rat emoji to my missus before by accident. So the kids...
But listen,
it was just mad. The game had everything, you know what I mean? And I think at the end, both supporters were just relieved the whistle went, because it would have been bad for somebody to lose that. If we'd have lost that, I'd have been gutted. If they'd have lost it, they'd have been gutted. And at the end of the day...
Your voice is gone, man. Bloody hell.
Mate, because, you know, I'm not like you, Saeed, filming myself. I'm fucking singing, man. Come on, I was on the front row. You see me there?
I'm singing Viva Ronaldo.
That's like, you know, you'd be getting enough room from Twitter for that Twitter account. I think I can't remember the name of the Twitter account. Something.
Yeah,
you know,
the pussies.
You know the video you've done? Must have been 2000 Irish waiting for the coach. Weird setup that. And there's just me on my own singing and that. And they were all looking at me like I had four heads. But I thought, nah, man, I'm not letting you throw shit at my coach. You know what I mean? John Barnes was there. Seen John Barnes. Evans used to manage Liverpool. Steve McMahon. Phil Babb. But nah, it was a good day. I was proud of my team. I was proud of the City fans. And I was proud of just watching a great game of football. And to be honest, I'm going to stick my neck on the line. And Chelsea, United... they're not nowhere near us, man. I tell you, nowhere near us.
I just want to get these super chats in there, because a few have come through all at once, and I know this topic's going to go on for a little while because it was a great game and we haven't even heard from Grizz yet. First and foremost, Milo's one here, or Milo, just saying big Steve. It's a big donation as well, so big up you, man. Steve, I don't know if he's in support of you, in favour of you, or if he just loves you. I don't know, but it is what it is. Big up you and love for the love.
Just send me 20% of that chat, and don't worry about it.
Steve, send him a photo. Send him a photo.
Signed, say no more. We'll get that arranged. Milo, let me know, man. What is it? You like Big Steve or you dislike Big Steve? What is that?
if you dislike, you do what you do on Twitter. You get a photo and put an X through it. Like that.
Watch out for Steve tomorrow. Lock your ass, man.
Let me get these ones in as well. Blue Boys Network, big up Mike. He said, Saeed, here we come. Matisse, don't back down here. Going in tonight, up the glorious Toffees. Big up everyone. Much love and rest in peace. Chig, Amit, he said, big up. The Liverpool versus City game as a United fan just showed we are way off. Individual brilliance from Salah, Foden shining. Great coaching. Ole out. Blue Moon, best two footballing teams played on Sunday. We should have hammed them five. Unlike Chelsea with Timberland boots up front, not scored in five, Matisse.
And why is my team getting dragged into this?
Don't worry, we're going to get on to
appreciate the best game of the season without mentioning my team, yeah?
Yeah, well, you're top of the table, so you're going to get your flowers tonight. Don't worry, you're going to get your chance to shine, even though you skipped out on Friday. We yet to get into that still. But
Mike, it's a bad trim, man. It's a bad trim.
Yeah, your barber was running real late. 10 p.m. trim, you know, it's mad. This game and the 2-1 City game in the 2018-19 season are the two best games I've ever seen in the Premier League. Premier League football at its utmost peak. Best two in the world. So, yeah, Grizz, you heard from Steve. Over to you.
Yeah, he stole my thunder, man. I can't disagree with anything he said. I'm just gutted I missed out. You know, I should have gone, but I wasn't feeling 100%. So, you know, Steve had the pleasure of being there. I told you so. I told you so. That was a magnificent game of football. And I know a lot of people disregarded the first half or the first 15, 20 minutes. Now you have to put that into the package. because that 15, 20 minutes where everyone thought it's going to be gung-ho, I said it's going to be cagey, was very, you know, like a boxing match where they're sparring, like, you know, two boxers that know each other so well. Because if you notice, right, when you get two boxers that know each other so well, they never go in guns blazing. They always suss what game plan the boxer is going to use. And that was pretty much like Klopp and Pep and Liverpool and City. And about 15, 20 minutes into it, they created a tactical stranglehold over us. And we couldn't get out. He basically, and we discussed this, me and Steve as well, on our own shows, that the way Pep defends and the way Pep likes to control games is through his midfield, his abundance of midfielders. So he just strung six midfielders across there with Grealish. Sorry, what's his name? The young lad, Foden and Foden. Jesus on the wings. Grealish with a free roll. And then the three central midfielders who, again, I thought Rodri. I know everyone spoke about Silva, and yeah, Silva was magnificent, but Rodri was out of this world. Like, Rodri was almost like a man amongst boys in there. He was a man mountain. And yeah, we couldn't get out. They literally forced Virgil van Dijk to play long ball after long ball. We weren't brave enough on the ball. And the reason for that was because their press was magnificent. It was very similar to how they employed that press against Chelsea. But the difference was Chelsea sat back as well. So it was not as effective as it was on us, because we're trying to push forward. We try to play a higher line than Chelsea do. But it wasn't working against City. And he's right. At halftime, it was a victory for us to be going in 0-0. I'm not going to lie. All my mates and everything, we were like, wow, that's that. You know, I'm so happy it's 0-0. Because they bossed it. Absolutely bossed it. Like no other team has at Anfield in a big game for a long time. But yeah, look, we talk about coaches and we talk about, you know, the difference a coach can make. Well, you know, Jurgen Klopp, whatever he said, whatever he done, you know, from Pep's masterclass in that first 45, Jurgen Klopp changed it. And we came out roaring in that second half. The quality of our goals, wow, like you lot saw it. Like that brother Mo Salah is next level, man. It's like people comparing him to X, Y, and Z, man. I'm done with comparing him to people, man. I'm just going to take him for him. You know, when you get to a point where you're done comparing, I don't want to compare. I just want to talk about Mo Salah, one of the greatest forwards. As this super chat says, Mo Salah, the best player in the world right now. He's underappreciated because he's not a flashy player and don't show off like others. Whatever the reason is, he's not picked up. You know what I mean? The man showed. Like, he literally single-handedly took on Man City in that second half and said, I ain't having it. I literally ain't having it. And the way he dropped players for that goal, these are world-class players. This wasn't Southampton at home or Burnley where he just flicked a switch and thought, yeah, come on, we're Liverpool. These are Saints or Burnley or whatever. Now, man, these were Man City. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. The best team in Europe, in my opinion. Best coach team as well. And I think we're on a par with them. I'll say it again. When our 11 are out there, they proved it. Magnificent game of football. A loss would have been hurtful for us, I think, mentally as well, coming off last season. And I think they wouldn't have enjoyed that defeat as well. So in the end, fair result, I think, but an absolute magnificent game of football.
Should have maybe, Milner, I think, should have been sent off. I don't know, with bias aside, but definitely. I think Milner should have been sent off.
100%. 100%. If 100%, if that was the foul that was looked at. Apparently, though, the referee said that Henderson's foul was given first. So Henderson clipped him and then Milner cleaned him out. But the Henderson foul was given. But yeah, if that's not the case, listen, you ain't getting no defense from me. I ain't sitting here and saying, nah, it was innocuous. That was a yellow card. But Bernardo Silva done something similar as well later on a yellow card as well. But it's not looked at. So
I think he did that though, like you said though, he did that to counteract the miss. He knew that he made an error with the Milner thing, and he said,
"Yeah, possibly
I'm going to let this Bernardo one slide."
Possibly, yeah, yeah, yeah. If that's the case, then that's a mistake from the referee. But it happens because you can get caught up in the atmosphere. By then, Steve will tell you more because he was at the ground. By that stage, the atmosphere was volcano levels, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, man, like, it was madness, mate.
You know, people talk about the myth of Anfield, man. Now, man, that's why you've got, look, I'm going to pay respect to City. I'm sorry, Saeed. I know you're going to get angry when I big up City, but you have to pay respect to, because not many teams, when we go in that mode and the crowd come with us, not many teams can come back. And I've personally doubted their mental strength.
I have myself.
Steve knows this. Yeah. No, in terms of when they go behind.
Yeah,
Steve.
I have myself.
Like, it's cozy when they're up front. When they're leading, they're cozy. When they go take through. But when they fall behind, it's very rare they come back in big games, as they've proved in their losses.
Do you know what, though? Did you see the reaction?
It was that extra.
When the second goal went in.
Yeah.
You never really see him go like that.
No, you
Pep
don't.
Does it all the time, man.
But you don't. Pep
didn't. And it was like relief. I think he thought, you know what? Fuck this. We're having it. And Fernandinho was on the touchline, absolutely trolling the Liverpool fans, giving it all that shh. And they were going mad. Yeah. But that's banter, man. Fuck it. We have it. You know what I mean?
There was something going on with the Liverpool fans and Guardiola. Because I don't know if you saw it because you were at the game.
I was getting spat on from the top tier. It always happens there. It's fucking bollocks. I don't know if they're just talking and fucking spitting because they can't speak, or it's like a rain. It's always raining in there, mate. You should give you an umbrella when you get in there.
I said this when I was at the Emirates as well. I think it's so cruel at times that they put the away stand for fans
undone.
All shit flying down.
And like, because it gives home fans the opportunity to throw stuff at away fans, and I think that's unfair. Just saying, that's just
but you know what? They were all at it. The Liverpool fans were winding City up, when rightly so. The segregation was like it was verging on murder. And then next minute, boom, City scored, equalised, and they're all hanging over it. But you know what? I don't mind a bit of that, mate. I think that's fucking, it is what it is. I don't condone spitting, but I'm just saying, a bit of banter over the segregation is brilliant. Even if a player ran up to our end and we're like, ah, shush. You know what I mean? Everyone hates it, but deep down, I think, fuck it, because I'd do the same.
Oh, football, exactly, man. Yeah. You've got to give it and take it. You know, you love them.
If I scored the winner at Old Trafford, mate, it'd go down in history what I'd do in front of them.
You mean it'd go down on Pornhub?
You'd be arrested.
Speaking of wind-ups, these brothers in this chat sending for my hairline all show. Listen, I was out of bounds. I was in. Don't let me tell you something. Yeah, don't ever go to West London for a haircut because these brothers don't know what they're doing. Charge me 30 quid in Ealing. If you're in North, South, East, don't, bro. Because I was in Shepherd's Bush and I thought I need to, because I was rushing back for Big Six. So I was trying to get to the quickest barber, so I was like, let me go Ealing. Let me quickly get my haircut. £30 for this mash-up shape-up. Now I'm getting cussed out by the chat. And I'm still late and I don't make the show. And speaking of not making the show, I saw Grizz attacking my man Dammy, absolutely slaughtering the brother. Dragged him up and down.
Chill. You paid £30 for a common thing.
Grizz had his way with the new Chelsea representative.
No.
£30.
They didn't trim no beards. They didn't trim no beard.
Bro,
like, all it was just a shape up and a fade. £30.
Bro, the fade's bluffing. Not even looking right, bro.
You are bluffing. You're crazy.
Bro. You are bluffing.
You got
bro, I'm telling you, this is why you don't come at your ends. This is why you don't leave your... This is why you don't cheat on your barber. This is why 30, you do not cheat on your barber.
£30 is there, Steve. Tell his haircut, man. That's £30.
Bro,
I'm
close to going bald teeth again. Do you know what I mean? Just saying, fuck it, fam. Just start again, bro. I'm telling you. But listen, Bernardo Silva, that super chat that was just up as well. I got to give a lot of credit to Bernardo Silva.
He is a top player.
And the fact that he was almost on his way out of City as well, obviously, maybe a lack of game time that he was predicting because of the new signings with Grealish, etc. But I would love Bernardo Silva at Chelsea. If you're looking at getting rid of him.
No, he wants to leave because, to be honest, I think it's a lifestyle thing. I think he's one of them. He likes the sun and he wants to leave. That's what I've been told. You know what I mean? Maybe last season more so because he was forced out wide. When he plays out wide, you're wasting him because people just push him inside all the time. But when he plays in that middle now, he's unbelievable. The energy levels are back. And he's one of them players. He's just got to play every game. He's fantastic, man.
I think with him, it's a weird one because when he first came to the Premier League, I think most fans, including me, were thinking, you know what, it's clear like he's going to be David Silva's long-term replacement in the centre. And then obviously because he played at the right for Monaco at as well as centrally as well. He had that mad season where he played on the right and was like elite. And then we all thought, okay, maybe Pep's going to try him on the right. And then for the past, like last season and the season before, I don't think we saw like the best of Bernardo Silva. I think he was in and out of the team and his form just dipped, man. Like some of the performances were so uncharacteristic. But now we're seeing him centrally now. This is Chelsea and Liverpool back to back now, away from home, where he's been one of Man City's best players. Mm. And whilst he may not have David Silva's sort of like final ball, I think he's got the dribbling. Sorry, is the chat popping off?
The chat is popping.
The chat is coming off, man. Sadio Matisse.
I think he's got the dribbling.
These men are calling me Sadio Mane, fam. I'm absolutely heartbroken, fam.
Even Sadio Mane is looking all right.
Hey, hey, but I'm on it. Damn, peak. But anyway, yeah, I think I'm happy. He's one of them players that you want. Like, there are some football players that like aren't really that pleasing on the eye, but he's a player that like you want to watch when he's at the top of his game because he actually is like a sick technician. So it's good to see. It'll be interesting to see what Man City do in the summer.
Sorry, Chris. You guys have watched us this week against Chelsea, Paris, and Liverpool, yeah? Fucking hell, man. Do we need a striker or what? Does a striker, even a half decent, even Adeola, Akin fucking Fenway would bag 30 goals a season in our team. And you don't have to move. You just stand there hitting. You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. Some of the chances we create, and you're gagging for a striker to just tap it in. It's mad, but you know, I don't think he's
you know my counter to that is that the way he's got you playing now is, and the way he's got you winning the league is based on.
Something's going on. Someone done something to their mic. Am I the only one hearing that?
What? No, I heard it. But it was when Steve was talking. Was it me as well?
Steve sounded like he was on stage at a concert or something, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing.
I think it's okay now, yeah?
Is it me?
I think it's okay now, no?
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay.
I was saying, look, I think it's too simplistic to say that you get in a striker and he taps them in. You'd have to change the way you play a game, because the last season, near enough, and obviously this season, he's formulated a way of playing that suits you to get results. You reach the Champions League final, should have won, as long as he fucking didn't lose his head. And you won the Premier League at Canter, Steve, without a striker. Now, what that means is obviously he's formulated another way of playing, which I think it's working. So why do you want to risk changing it again? Because this no striker business, it goes back to the way Spain played a few years ago. Do you remember? And it basically means the better team will always, and which you guys are, because you have the more technical players, will boss the ball. And he creates angles and chances with a striker. The whole formation changes again. For example, if you had a Lukaku, so it's very similar to how Chelsea have changed the way they attack now because of Lukaku, as opposed to having Havertz up there. So I don't think it's clear cut.
I think it is. I'm not going to lie to you, Grizz.
Yeah, that's fine. That's your opinion. I think it's very hard to better what they've done last season. Winning the Premier League and the Champions League, or, you know, as well, you know, reaching the final is as good as it gets, if you know what I mean, Steve. Like, how can
I
you
just think we beat Southampton with a striker? I think we beat Southampton with a striker. I think we win on Sunday with a striker.
I agree.
And you know, I think we run Paris close with a striker.
I say we have more control if you had a striker. If you had one man less in midfield.
But Liverpool don't have a striker, though.
Well, there you go. Yeah, but Chris, so he thinks we don't have a striker.
You bypass the midfield a lot.
And you don't, though.
Because Van Dijk just launched it over the midfield.
Because we were outnumbered in midfield, Steve. You outnumbered us in midfield.
I don't think Grealish had a really good game. I didn't think he did enough pressing.
He didn't. He was a passenger. I think
Sterling changed the game for us a little bit.
Another thing I wanted to ask you. Sorry, Toby, just one last question. Another thing, you know, Silva's position in this eight. Didn't he play it? It's not the first time he's played here, isn't it?
No, he's played it before.
Played it before, but
he played it in the league-winning season, right?
Yes, And then last season he was pushed out wide a lot and not playing at all. That's why I think
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying, but it just worries me a little bit as the season goes deeper when we get to these Tuesday night fucking games. When
you'd bully more teams. You'd bully more teams.
Turkish, bro. You've got to turn this channel.
Wait, is he wearing a headband?
Wow. Man flipped his headphones forward and said, fuck this, bro.
We might need to call your team. What does Steve call Aubameyang? Aubameyang.
That's my response, people. I'm seeing all your comments. Man's reading them. I'm borderline going to start cracking up for my
friends. I see one that said your hair like a low
Matisse, you know. Aki Matisse.
They're bringing tactics into this. They said it's a low block.
Culture Cam's called them Matisse. Oh,
they say I'm playing a high line in Man City, fam. I'm telling you. They're doing a madness in this.
You look like an Aki now, man.
But actually, I fully agree with Steve. I think they get a striker and they create proper separation from the rest of the sides in the league, man. I think it's obvious. And like Steve said, I don't even think it needs to be an elite one. Alan Shearer said it on Match of the Day yesterday, and it's so true. You get a half-decent striker, he's bagging maybe 15 to 20 goals, no comps in this Man City team. You get a world-class striker, he's bagging 30 to 40, easy. Because you fundamentally, you just need a striker.
No, it's not. It doesn't work like that. That's you're talking in hypotheticals.
I'm not talking in hypotheticals.
But we're assuming that's how it works.
I think
Pep's formulas and the way he coaches is so precise that it's not fluke the way he's playing. You don't win. You don't walk a Premier League and a Champions League the way Pep's just formulated this way of playing without a striker, and then suddenly think just add a striker to that and everything will be smooth.
Yeah, but Grizz,
I genuinely don't think that.
The reason why I'm saying it with Pep Guardiola is his tactic is based on positional play, so it's not illogical for me to say that a striker who comes in and literally does as Pep says and puts himself in the right positions where Pep is, he's going to score goals. If you look at most of Man City's goals, they're quite repeatable. You see how their method of scoring goals is quite repeatable. It used to be.
When they had Aguero.
Yeah.
When they had Aguero.
And he changed it. So, and it's still, and I don't even think it's, I don't think it's changed much, to be honest. I think their entry into goal, you can still see them create the same chances. Cut back on the left, cut back on the right. I think they still score similar goals. So for me, a half-decent striker who comes into this Man City team and operates with Pep's positional play tactics, he's going to score goals. He's literally going to score goals. I don't really think there's much more to it.
I do get what you're saying. Either way, though, because they are so aggressive in the press. And when you bring in a number nine, it does change the way that you press. A lot of, like Lukaku, for instance, for us, like he's not going to press the same way as Werner did. And our front three was maybe a little bit more mobile in terms of, you know, Werner, Kai, they all float and drop into different positions. Now we've got a bit more of a focal point. So I do get what he's saying, but look, we don't know until we see it really with Man City. But I've always felt that Man City don't need a striker. I remember we were speaking about this before the transfer window closed. If there's one manager that's going to get his team scoring goals consistently in a fluid system, it's going to be Pep. He doesn't need a striker. It would have been a cherry on top, would have been a bonus, but it's not a necessity for him.
Can I ask you a question? If that PSG game that Man City played was a Champions League semi-final or final, what would have been the difference in that fixture?
Oh, of course, yeah, the striker helps, but they've got to the final without the striker as well. So.
And they didn't win. And as we've seen in multiple games this season, Steve's even said it himself, like there's games where a striker puts that game to bed.
I genuinely don't think, and I think Pep would probably say the same. It's not as simple as that, Tobes. You don't just add a strike. It's like playing on FIFA when you're mastered such a great system. No, but it's true. It's true, though.
But Grizz, I get what you're saying. Some things are not that simple. But I think in this specific,
it's a lot of.
I think it is that simple.
We're assuming that they just need a striker. And you said they just need a half decent striker. Nah, there's no way a half decent striker survive. In my opinion, Steve might be more qualified because that's his team. He knows more. But from what I know of Pep Guardiola, a half-decent striker struggles in this team because he only relies on brilliant players, and he says it himself. He wants technically great players, brilliant. He said it in a recent interview, you give me average players, I'm not a good coach. I'm telling you now, I want the best players. And so half-decent striker wouldn't fit in at City. Aguero was one of the greatest strikers of the Premier League. Since then, I don't think he's relied on a striker. There's been loads of semi-decent strikers. Jesus is, I think, a very able striker, but he's not favoured by Pep. Pep wants the best of the best.
Because Jesus isn't clinical. That's why he doesn't play. That's why he doesn't play striker.
Jesus is a very good striker, man. Come on.
No, he's a good striker, but he's not clinical. And Steve
and other ones that they've had in the past. I mean, I can't even think of anyone since Aguero. But he's literally not played anyone since. Even when Aguero, Steve, he didn't even play Aguero in the last 6 months to a year, barely.
Because he was injured.
No, but even when he was so many times he was not injured. The fact of the matter is, in my opinion, obviously we don't know for fact, but in my opinion, it seems Pep's been working on this for the last 2 years.
That's fine, Grizz.
But I wouldn't be worried, man. If that's the way these guys are playing.
Nah, not worried. They're deadly. I'm not saying they should be worried. Mate. I think they're deadly.
Listen, there's a striker. There's a striker coming. It's coming. So.
But you still can win the league though without striker, because the rest of the shit.
We won't get no credit for it because it'll be a load of bollocks. Like we won it last year with no striker, but everyone talks shit. But you know, I'm telling you, I watch them week in, week out. We can't play at that level we played Sunday every single game. There's going to be games where certain players aren't at the races, and we need to freshen it up or change it. And at the minute, he's trying to squeeze midfielders into a nine. He's played Sterling, Grealish, Foden, Ferran Torres, Mahrez, De Bruyne, all as a striker this season. So that tells me he hasn't a clue what his best lineup is. So he's trying to squeeze round pegs into square holes, etc. I just think, looking at City, you know yourself, in a title-winning season, you get them mad games like Liverpool at Palace. City have done it at Palace as well, Brighton, where you come under the cosh and you just need that option. The amount of times Aguero came off the bench or Eddie Dzeko came off the bench and stole it for us, that's what I'm talking about. I get what you're saying about the system, and at the minute it looks good, but people will get on it. Southampton got on it, played a system that stopped us. We had one shot. And teams that don't come out against us, that is when we need the striker to unlock them teams.
Oh, yeah,
against
you always need to be. I agree.
But you know what? We're as good as City. We're having it. So it was a ding-dong. Chelsea was the same. United will be the same. But obviously, the Brentfords on a Tuesday night in front of a mad atmosphere, freezing, when a few of them don't fancy it, that's when we need a gunman up front. And that's what I think we need to get.
Yeah, and listen, people, half an hour in, love for the love. There's 3,600 of you guys here, and there's a few super chats in. I didn't get a chance to read that. Apologies for that. I'm going to go back and get some of them in now. Make sure you guys hit the like button if you haven't already. Hopefully it's on 1,000 already, because we're half an hour in. If it's not, get it up there real quick. And in the description below, everyone's channel, you know what time it is already. Go down, subscribe. Click the links, Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes and Matisse, all of their channels there. Make sure you guys subscribe and we'll make sure we continue giving you this and more. Billy says, Salah, the best player in the world right now. Also, if Trent and Thiago were playing yesterday, different game. Respect to Pep and Man City. And Grizz, someone else, Mike, said, how do you think the match would have panned out if Trent and Thiago played? Do you think it would have been different?
Look, Trent is a phenomenal player, football player. And, you know, fair play to Pep and his team. They knew that Milner would be the absolute weak link, and they just absolutely cornered him with Grealish and Foden, taking him to the cleaners, a poor guy. And not only in defence, Turkish, that we struggled with Milner there, obviously with a lack of pace, but the one of the main things that we couldn't get out in that first half was the Trent diagonal. And not only the Trent diagonal, but the Trent passing. It's so underrated. And yesterday, hopefully, the non-Liverpool fans around the world would have seen what Trent brings to us. His calmness in possession and his switch of play is unrivaled from a fullback area. And that's what we missed, undoubtedly. Thiago would have brought us more poison control in that second half when it went mad. Even in the first half, Thiago's brave. One of his main traits is to get the ball and be brave. A la Silva, De Bruyne and these mans. He does that with his eyes closed, you know what I mean? Press resistant, everything. So, yeah, it may have changed the game. Again, I'm not going to speculate, but, you know, Trent and Thiago improve any team in world football for me.
Yeah, and on Silva, I know we mentioned him already. Micah earlier said Silva's the real acid test to a football knowledge. One of the most elite players in terms of dribbling, passing and close control. Going back to his 2018-19 days, easily top five in Europe, centre mids in Europe. And with Bernardo Silva, I kind of agree with that. When there was, when there was rumours that he might leave City this summer, I remember talking to Arsenal fans about it. Some Arsenal fans were saying, nah, they'd rather take Maddison. And I'm like, what? No, you know who Silva is? But eventually I hear Silva didn't even entertain the idea, so it is what it is. And Centurion says, Grizz, depends the type for striker. A striker like Haaland who wants to press on the front foot will fit us. Obviously, Centurion.
Yeah, maybe. Look, there's no, I can't sit here and say Haaland wouldn't fit into City. That'd be mad. I get that, yeah. But what I'm saying, it changes the dynamic of the rest of the team, which, you know, you got to keep in mind.
Yeah, I get you. What's this one here? People saying Salah, best player in the world without even mentioning Benzema. He has 9 goals, 7 assists in 9 games. In a much worse team, Premier League bias all round, King Benzema.
Don't talk about the La Liga at the moment. La Liga is down in the dumps. Don't talk about La Liga when you just see Liverpool, Man City play. And boss the Champions League as well, mostly. Chelsea and Man City in the Champions League final. Even Man United reached the Europa League final. Come on, but the Premier League is by far the toughest league in the world right now. And you're talking about Benzema.
Benzema's on fire. He's on fire this season.
Benzema is a bad boy. He's classified. He's a certified Don. But right now, it's not a patch. There's no one close to Mohamed Salah right now.
Benzema cost me 100 quid yesterday as well with my Akko, man. The wanker.
Rodri, yesterday, Rodri booking cost me 3 grand. So let's not talk about that. I was the only one in the away end shouting, book him, when Rodri
I think he made up with it with the goal line clearance against Fabinho. Yeah, exactly. When you see that still image of where he is and Fabinho, gets back is mad. But Saeed, Matisse, top of the league, Saeed, who should we go to next? What do you think, Matisse? I'll leave it to you.
I might be top of the league, but I'm bottom of the chat right now. So, Saeed, what are you saying?
yeah, we might as well leave you out.
I'm glad the chat's popping right now.
The chat's popping off today, fam.
Saeed, what are you telling me, man?
I'm telling you, mate.
Madness at Old Trafford. One, I'm going to start this thing like I've started everything in the last 2 days about this Man United game. Remember when Lingard come to the Emirates and was dancing?
Yeah.
You, man, was so excited and happy about that. And I can't lie to you. It hurt me. I had to keep it undercover, but it hurt me. Jesse Lingard dancing at Man Stadium. At least now, you, man, feel it.
Tables are turned, man.
Townsend done the big
swoon. Townsend, man. You know what I mean?
What's going on?
Oh, my God, man.
You fucking nerd.
Wow. I mean, that's confirmed this United fan now. That's confirmed now. First of Martial
picture. That's the shit that you expect with me. Glasses and everything, man. That's what you've done today, yeah? You better sit at the nerd table, fam. That was the nerdiest shit I've ever seen in my life. You better come and sit right there. Like me.
Right,
you know what, man? Whenever Man United don't win, this suiting is gonna pop off, man. Aston Villa done it, Everton's doing it, everyone is doing it. That's the new thing now. If you score against United and they don't win, you gotta do the suit.
Yeah, but you know what the worst thing is? You know what the worst thing? Forget fans doing it and for banter. You know, like how Townsend violated Old Trafford. I think everyone who scores there is going to do that, you know.
I think they are, yeah. I think
a lot of players are going to do that.
Did you see Townsend?
Nah, man scored. And he took his shirt at the end of the game as well and tried
to. Disrespect to my legend, man.
Grown men, man.
My Ronaldo, you know.
There's grown men, United fans, doing that in the fucking car park outside the game before the game. So it's weird shit, mate. Saeed, if you ever do that, don't ever speak to me again.
No, listen. I would never do that. I'll give the platform to people, but I'll never do that.
Seeing a guy in a tweed suit, he must have come from Ireland for the day trip. He was doing that mad suey shit in the. I was like, what the fuck is he doing there?
I leave my Irish people out of this, man. Can't you find another place to bring
him? Nah, mate, them Irish are invading, mate. I've never seen as many. I thought it was St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. Honestly, I was waiting for them Daft Guinness hats and all that. I've never seen as many Irish in my fucking life.
They got the heritage, man. Do you know what I mean? Do you not know the history of Liverpool?
You're definitely welcome back on our channel, Steve. My Irish lads will be ready for you.
I've never seen anything like it. Every single accent. I thought, we're in Dublin here. Get the Guinness on here. We're having
that video on Saeed's Twitter went viral. And I was like, bloody hell, he's absolutely corrupted these kids on their school trip.
Nah, he's corrupted. Not that. They're speaking for themselves, man. You know what I mean? Big up them kids, man. You know what I mean? There's certain weirdos out there that are making this conclusion that I told them to say them things. They wanted the platform. I said, yo, speak your mind,
kids, you know what? Them young kids, you even put them they on. Actually spoke sense, man.
Mm. Yeah, they speak more sense than all these top reds.
And you can see, when I was telling you about the difference between the local fan, there's a difference. Not they're not less of a fan, but them kids was on the ball. They was like, boom. And they messaged me after it because I commented and said, keep chain facts. And I tell you what, them kids, Saeed, you ought to get them kids on your channel. They speak fucking more sense than you.
Exactly. That's why I got them on, Steve. Nah, you know what, man?
It was refreshing to see that because they had a little bit of something about them, a bit of chest about them, and they said it how it is, man.
Nah, fair big place. Up, man.
100.
Make sure you subscribe to them, by the way. GGMU TV, man. Make sure you subscribe to them, people.
Yeah, they got good characters as well, man. I can't lie to you.
Big up, man.
Yeah, big up them. Where is it? GGMU TV, yeah?
GGMU TV, man.
Yeah, when you're a kid, man, football's life, innit? You don't have no bills to pay, no fucking women giving you a day. It's just pure football. So them kids were hurting, man. They hated Ollie, man. I could see the pain in them kids. They got to go to school and face the City fans giving them shit. Them kids reminded me of me. That's why I messaged him and said, fair play. I know the pain you're going through, bro. I'm telling you, I've been there.
Nah, you know what, man? We've had enough, innit? That's the message now, clear now. I think everyone's had enough. You know, the people who supported Ollie, they've had enough. I've had enough. For me, Ollie's got to go. I'm sick and tired of this shit, man. I'm honestly sick and tired. And you know what, I have to come on here and I have to apologise to Toby because I was an enabler for Mourinho. But now, people like Gary Neville, all these absolute muppets... These are enablers because what they're trying to do to us, they're trying to tell us there's this process, you know what I mean, that supposedly process back to the top, the DNA football. It's an absolute load of lies, mate. You know what I mean? We are falling giant, mate. And when I looked at the level of football I was seeing out there, mate, I was almost like in awe, man. I was thinking to myself, how far are we away from that? And I'm led to believe that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the man to take us forward. Are you having a laugh, mate? Like, it's an absolute joke, mate. He's living on favourites. McTominay and Fred are absolutely useless. But yet again, he's the one that's choosing it. And then it's all, we'll wait till the end of the season. He's not good enough now. I said it 2 years ago. And now everyone's saying the same things that I said 2 years ago. But I was chastised. I was held abuse at, you know. And I was said, oh, you're a negative fan. You're a fake fan. But you got people like Boogie, man. He's saying now, all of a sudden, I'm Ollie out. That's after a week. Where were you for the last 2 years? For me, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a trial that's failed. You know what I mean? He's a legend, of the football club and whatnot and this and that, But for me, that was as a player. I've never let sentiment cloud my judgment. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will never be the right fit for Man United. I said it as soon as he walked through the door. He was never going to be good enough. I called him a PE coach. And you know what? I'm not even putting any words out of that. For me, he still is a PE coach. He's probably... Imagine who would... Out of 20 teams here, we'll take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as their manager. Nobody. Because that's the manager he is. And he's a failed manager. He failed at Cardiff for a reason. He got a few trophies at Mulder. Okay, fair enough. What's Mulder? What? League Two Championship. You know, for me, I've lost every respect for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Because for me, he's staying on a job that he shouldn't be there. And I'm done with him, mate. I'm absolutely done.
Well, he's not going to walk out, is he? He's not going to walk out, is he? He's getting paid.
He's getting paid, man.
You know what I mean? He's doing his thing. He's at the wheel.
And you know what the cheek is, You know what
the cheek is, man? For him, but it's not still.
No, the cheek is,
Did Toby just clap? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're clapping, isn't it? That's what they're saying in the chat.
I got to be excited, then.
Toby, why are you clapping, though?
Yeah, no.
I'm getting in the banner. Why can't I?
Why you can't clap, bro. We're clapping for you, bro.
Yeah, and I'm clapping for myself as well. Why can't I clap?
Chill. The only time I get into an argument with Toby on Twitter, Toby was coming at me about the game. He was like, "Why are you mentioning Chelsea when the Man City Liverpool game is this great?" I was like, "Bro, there's nothing happening after the 44th minute." Every time this brother comes at me online now, I'm just the 44 straight away, man. And that number used to belong to Lewis Hamilton, but that's what it is.
We've got a super chat here from Tamps. He says, "People are forgetting Ole signed a 3-year contract extension in July with an option of a further year. Ole's assistant coach signed an extension. United fans, Ole isn't just at the wheel. He stuck his hands on it." And nobody added, "In my opinion, Ronaldo coming in has unsettled the team."
Ain't nobody forgotten about the Ole contract. I remember me and Saeed were coming back from Steve's birthday when it was confirmed, and Saeed's face, it's like his facial expression just dropped, man. And because we were speaking about it, just said like, this is a guy who like, it's been improvement, but it's not been, you've not won anything under his tenure. Like, are you really that desperate for a manager that you rush and give this guy a 3-year deal with the option of an additional year? Like, just see it out, man. See it out. I didn't really understand why they did that.
A lot of people are saying he's a Glazer puppet.
Let's not forget though, yeah. 4 weeks ago, they signed the fucking greatest player the world has ever fucking seen, yeah. And we had to put up with all this Ronaldo shit, back jumping, fucking moonwalking. You're jealous. Stop being salty. We're going to win the quadruple. Bullshit, yeah? And now they're all crying and fucking taking the shirts back. So you ain't getting no sympathy from me. But I did tell you, keep Ole at the fucking wheel, mate, because everyone loves him. Don't we, Toby? Ole! Keep walking around with your sunglasses on and your flag tying around your neck, mate.
Nah, I think that the tide's turning, man. I think we've got tough running now. We've not even played anyone. We've not even played any of the top six. Nobody. For me, the tide's turning. I don't see him improving the play style. I don't see him improving the results. I think this is the end of Ole. And mark my words, he'll be gone by December.
Mike Phelan just signed a new contract today.
Well, they don't mean anything. Mourinho signed a contract and he was out the door.
Yeah, but why are you giving 4-year contracts out if you're thinking of sacking the manager?
No. Mourinho was given that contract and he was gone. So I don't believe that contract stuff anyway.
But the thing is, though, he was given a new contract to reward him for the failure that he in the Europa League final. So I don't understand what's changed. He was already underperforming when you gave him the contract. It's not like, there's some hindsight on Ole, he's not doing so well anymore. He literally lost the Europa League final. That is a sackable offence.
They're rewarding mediocrity because at the end of the day, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and his backroom staff are puppets for the Glazers. They will never challenge him. They will never... And as soon as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was under pressure, what do you hear in the papers? Gareth Southgate as manager or Gareth Southgate linked to the job. This is literally a calm. It's almost like Ole's long lost brother. He protects the FA. He says everything the FA wants to hear. It's like they know what they're doing. And I think they're trying to fool me, mate. Nah, mate, I'm not resting until this man is gone, mate. Best believe that. I'm not resting, mate. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is what it is. Tobes and Saeed. Munoz is available, says Prof.
Who's Munoz, the guy at Watford?
Who?
Let's go Munoz, right?
Must be, yeah.
He's back now.
Watford sacking managers, eh? Watford.
Watford are great at that. They sack managers relentlessly. They no patience.
Yeah, they've got your type of that.
They're worse than us. I think they're worse now. I've never seen someone sack managers that often. Like, it is literally every 9 months. It's mad.
Every season they get promoted, it's always, well, at least the last two ones, it's always international break. They wait for the October or November international break, and if the manager's not doing well, they'll sack him. They did that with Javi Gracia, and now they've done it with Munoz as well.
What's mad is that even with United, like, I feel like they've lost and drawn a few games, and they're still 2 points behind this, but obviously... You know, it's not really. It's
not a bigger picture.
Cross competitions is happening, isn't it? Who you lot got next? Leicester away, isn't it? After international
Leicester,
break.
Then it's Liverpool, then it's Tottenham, then it's Man City.
Surely that Leicester away is a massive one for Ole. Karen here says Moyes got a 6-year contract. They're not worth the paper written on. the baby brain assassin will be gone by Christmas.
Tell you, man. It's gone, mate.
And if he's not, then cheers, everybody.
Then we keep going, mate. Then we keep going, man. We keep going until this guy's gone, mate. I ain't resting, man. I'm telling you now, I ain't resting, man.
Bro, you better rest, bro.
Trafford, yeah?
You better rest, bro, because they're going to put you in some sort of stress. Mental asylum, fam. You better rest. You better rest up, man.
I'm not going, yeah, to watch Abdoulaye Doucouré boss the midfield, mate. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Because I know you're a proper passionate United fan, and it always shows in the shows and everything. And I love you for that, yeah? But you know all this business with Ole staying and it looks like he's staying, right? Look, let's be real. There's no sign, not even a sign of sacking him, whatever. Will it affect your mood going to games? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is there going to come a point where you're thinking, oh, man, like Toby...
Not quite like Toby.
But is there going to come a point where you think, oh man, allow going to a game and supporting this business?
No, I mean, because at the day, there's a dying breed of people because at the day, there's a dying breed of people like me who says it how it is. I don't care about getting jobs at Man United or want to be on MUTV. I couldn't give a shit, mate. There's people out there, yeah, that are working for the Glazers that are happy to get that money. And say, you know what? Oh, I work for the club. So I could give a shit, mate. I'll say how it is. You know what I mean? As long as I got the platform to do it, I'll keep hampering it on until this guy's gone, mate. I'm ready.
You didn't even answer my question, brother. I said, at what point are you going to think about not going to a game? Or even when you're at a game, you're not going to be your usual? Because I know you support properly.
No, I'll support properly because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? There's no point me thinking, you know, going in there and we're gonna, you know what I mean, we'll lose. Like when that whistle goes, you back your team. But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna, like, people here that talk about flip-flopping and all that, mate. I've never done that for 2 years. It's only the people that now I started to say that Man United are moments FC, Man United individual brilliance FC. But when I said it, it was like, what's that? Is that word even in the dictionary? You know what I mean? And they were coming for me. But now all of a sudden, as soon as they see it a little bit, you know what I mean? This happened in 2 years. But at the end of the day, for me, Grizz, yeah. I'm going to keep saying until he's gone, mate, because at the end of the day, I know this man ain't good enough. And the people who want him to stay, you're accepting mediocrity.
Yeah, yeah. The world's seeing it, bro. I'm with you. The world is seeing it now. It's baffling, like all us, brothers.
There you go, then.
We can't work it out. Like, we're happy that he's there. We're loving it. But it's mind-boggling.
Because at the end of the day, that's no ambition, Chris. No ambition.
People, fair play to Saeed. Listen. There's people out there that give him shit, yeah? All the comments in these things, oh, he flip-flop, it's a load of bollocks. I'm telling you now, I'm a City fan, yeah? And I give him shit, yeah? And I'm telling you the truth, yeah? There's nobody cares more about Man United than him. And his opinion is his opinion. So if you're sat in your bedroom in fucking Hong Kong and you don't like it, that's tough shit, because he's on the front line. Because the milkman's giving him shit. The woman that bakes the breakfast is giving him shit. The bus driver's giving him shit. Yeah. The tram driver's giving him shit. He's getting shit day in, day out. He even goes to the game and he's getting shit for all the people that are sat in London talking shit. So at the end of the day, allow it. Saeed, you say what you're talking about at the end of the day.
And also, big up Leslie. Yeah? Big up. This is a funny story. Yeah, Leslie, she's been going on Trafford since probably 50-odd years. She sits next to me and you'll see the match day vlogs. She's always, like, we're always having arguments about Ollie and this and that. And she loves Ollie. And even on the weekend, she was like, I've had enough now. You know, I've seen enough. Ollie ain't the right man. And she's the one that been watching United for years, you know. So everyone can see Ollie's not good enough. But this is the problem, what happens, isn't it? You know what I mean? When people succumb to the whole fantasy, there's no fantasy. You have 3-4 years as manager, then you move on. See what Chelsea have done. The model's there. The model's out there. But United are stuck in their old ways of DNA. Do it the Fergie way. Listen, there's no Fergie anymore. Get past it. Take your bedroom walls off. Take everything off wallpapers. It's not happening, mate. It's three, 4 years success. You move on to the next manager. And that's what it's got to be. It's no sentiment. And you have to make sure that you're ruthless in this game. Because for me, if we don't act in the next now, I'm telling you now, you see AC Milan, what happened to them. And they're only now rising up. We could become that AC Milan. I'm telling you. People don't want to hear it.
if we don't act in the next now. He wants it immediately. Micah says, imagine Zizou at United, a league of Guardiola, Klopp, Tuchel and Zizou. Lord have mercy. Well, that him or Conte, I guess, would be the options. Mo says, do we forget Ole was getting sacked and he slapped Spurs and City in a week? He's always about to be sacked. And JMO adds, Ole saw that Van der Beek was angry. He wasn't playing with the starting 11, so he brought the starting 11 to Van der Beek against Everton. Elite manager Ole. Here's what it is. It's not happening. Leicester away next. I guess if you lot lose that game, because Leicester haven't started the season well either, more questions get asked. But if you win it, then...
Well, it's you know what happens, innit? You know what I mean? Remember last season, Everton got the win and then it's like...
The wheel comes back, innit?
But yeah. Listen, best believe City Liverpool, mate. They come to our town, mate. We're getting swiped, mate. Tell you now.
Yeah, big up everyone in the chat. 4,200 live. Love for the love. I know social media is down, so more people are probably tuned into this now. Big up Instagram and all of that for, you know, coming down for us. Hopefully it comes back in the next hour or so. We need it to put up the prediction league table and all of that. If you're not following us on those things already, Twitter or Instagram, make sure you do at the Big Six Show. And yeah, next, top of the league, Chelsea. Matisse, before we start, we got a super chat from Sean saying thoughts on Hudson-Odoi's performance. I feel only Mount and number 11 ahead of him in the pecking order. Big up the panel, except Oluwatobi.
They already know. The Chelsea fans, they already
listen,
know.
You can't call all Chelsea fans Chelsea virgins and whatnot and slate them and then expect them back in.
I'll call them what I want. They're always in my comments. Them virgins can eat a you-know-what for all I care.
But on to proceedings. I mean, for me, I agree with that because, you know, you look at the performances of Ziyech and Kai, and I think even Tuchel came out and said it. They deserve to be bottom of the pecking order right now. They've been lethargic, they've been slow, they've been predictable, and they've been boring, if I'm honest. They've been poor. They both like to play at their own pace. They're a different tempo to the rest of them. They like to slow the game down. They like to, you know, that's completely put me off now. Some bot in the chat with, I don't know what the hell that was of me. But those two players, they just need to, you know, if you're playing well and you're playing in that lethargic, you know, play at my own pace manner, that's fine. But if you're playing poorly, it looks poor. You know, of course, it doesn't look great on them. So they're at the bottom of the pecking order. So for me, Hudson-Odoi, Mason Mount, Werner, them three are the ones that have been, you know, they're the ones that have been energetic. They're the ones that have been, you know, pressing in that last match, creating opportunities, and we scored more goals. And again, I call Werner the space creator. He got a goal at the weekend, but the more he plays, you know, the more chances we create. And it can't be a coincidence at this point. Yes, he's got so many rough, you know, things around the edges that he needs to smooth up on, but he's a danger, he's a threat. And I'd rather see a team that, you know, are going for it for the full 90 than a team that looked to have run out of ideas against Juventus and Manchester City and became pretty, you know, lethargic and poor. So yeah, I would agree with that statement. But I was at the game. It was a great game, honestly. There's no way he's real. There's no way. Is that the real one? There's no way. Bloody hell.
Unless I modded the wrong guy. Nah, I'm pretty sure it's right.
Unless you modded the wrong one, fam.
I'm pretty sure I've done that a long time ago.
Fam, why did Rance have to come in here, fam? Because you know it's long now. It's going to be a long day. I was hoping he was streaming. I don't need him to see me in this state right now with his headphones across my forehead and whatnot. Chat needs to leave me alone. But yeah, it was great. It was a great game. I was really enjoying the game. You know, Chilwell gave away a really poor penalty, but we managed to bounce back from it. And it's, you know, whenever Chelsea concede, it's a little bit of a worry, but we managed to put the ball in the back of the net a few times. The refereeing decision for that disallowed goal from Azpilicueta foul was nonsensical for me. That foul was like 2 days ago. He was tracking back on that VAR. It was ridiculous. It was way out of context in terms of it was not even in the same phase as the goal that was scored. But it is what it is. We keep it moving. Top of the league's cool, but make no mistake, we've got a lot. I can think of 101 ways this team can improve. So it's good to be sitting here with difficult fixtures at the top when this team ain't really even been playing great.
Yeah, you lot have had the hardest run, innit?
The red card gave you life, man.
Also maybe City. City have had a tough run as well. They've had Liverpool away. They've had us away. They had Tottenham away. Played Arsenal as well. So I think City are probably up there with us in terms of the difficulty of the run. But yeah, I'm really happy. I just hope that when they come back from international break, they start putting in some good attacking displays. Hopefully those four that I mentioned, Lukaku, Hudson-Odoi and Werner and Mount, they start playing more often, because it's better than what I've been seeing the last couple of games.
Yeah, Tobes, did you want to say something? You ain't got no way to be.
He hasn't got anything to say when we win. look, Chicky has quiet now.
No, but I want to say the red card changed the game, though. I know it sounds cliche, but that red card, I think Chelsea would have been looking a bit iffy, but what was Ward-Prowse doing, man? It's just, you know what I mean? Ridiculous, man. You've got to stay on your feet there, man. But I think until that, you know what I mean, it was an end-to-end game. But that's what happens when you've got depth in it, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't really like Werner, but he came on with the goods, man. You know what I mean?
Loftus and Barkley. Cheek as well.
Yeah, Barkley as well. You know what I mean? It's like, I pray for that kind of bench, and when you can, you know, use a bench and be effective, you know, that's what you need. And that's what I think that will be the difference this season. How can the managers use a bench wisely? And if they're going to be ready. And they were, they took the opportunity. So big up to them.
I think Loftus Cheek really, you know, I really hope this is the start of something. Every time this brother comes back into some sort of form, he drags me back in again. He's like the big brother of Cobham. So we want him to do well, but he's playing really well at the moment. What are you saying, Toby?
Say it so I can nail you to the.
I'm not going to say nothing in it. I'm just enjoying my life. I'm not doing any 1v1 demon talk.
I'll get you on London Carnage. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get the statement nailed to the wall, and I'm going to repeat it when it doesn't bank.
big up Blue Moon. He says, what happened to Lukaku? He's been missing since the start of September. Your team are finished like your hairline. Timberland boots, LOL.
Wow. Blue Moon's savage, you know.
Listen, look, Matisse looked at the picture quickly to see if he can see anything.
It's bedtime for Blue Moon, fam. Every single time we do a show, he's onto me, fam. Onto me.
That's like Boogeyman.
It's like Boogeyman. You know, you got these certain dons that are just onto you every time. Listen, I don't think he's over the Champions League final defeat. He needs to rest up. Do you know what I mean?
Let's see what happens. In the comments as well.
There's a fake Big Steve in the comments as well.
Hey, I don't even know who's real in them comments. I just fucking ignore them, mate.
Come on, Steve. You know what's right. Come on, Steve.
Man,
I want to get your thoughts on Chelsea going into the international break. Top hard run, like you lot, City, Steve. Actually, Chris, let's talk to you, because City and Chelsea have had the hardest run. They're pretty much up there. What's your thoughts on it? You three for the title?
Yeah, it's clear as day. Look, I stressed.
Sad.
I stressed Demi last week, you know, just for jokes, like, you know, because we were looking to gun Matisse, and we were so angry and frustrated that Matisse ducked out. We took it out on them, man. But overall, Chelsea, listen, when you've assembled a squad like they have, for you not to be in the title picture will be an absolute disaster. And we talk about Watford's owners being trigger happy. That brother who sits upstairs at Chelsea, man, he won't want anything less than a proper title battle. And I think you'll get that from Chelsea. But I agree with Steve. I don't think they're as good as us too. But they've got a chance to prove that some of the doubt is wrong. You know, I think there is certain question marks, you know, around their midfield in certain types of games. But you know, they've done well to be where they are so far. And yeah, they've had a tricky fixture. Getting City, Arsenal, Liverpool out of the way is a decent start where they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, do you think Man United can come back into it? They change the manager quick enough?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a great squad, haven't they? I've said that before, but do you know what I mean? Keep Ollie at the wheel for me, like you said.
Ollie tax, man. That's what it is.
You know, you look at the Villarreal performance, you know what I mean? The last minute goal, all everyone's talking about is Ronaldo. They're all doing dances in the car park. But when you actually look at the performance, they should have been buried. So
yeah,
it is what it is. But Chelsea's a good side. They've got great players. My opinion is just that City and Liverpool are clear, but that's my opinion. I'm not trolling. They're a great side. And look, what are we, 7 games in? We do it all the time. We did it last year. 10 games, the league will look different. 15 games, it'll look different. It's going to be a mad one. So things are going to happen. It's going to be up and down. Mm. I think everyone's just got to put the seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. You know what I mean?
What kind of condoms is this brother using, fam?
No, man. People are moving mad.
Oh, fam. Yeah. That's not Durex.
What's the show becoming?
One of them unknown brands. All right.
Fair now, listen. Look, for the elder people in the chat, and if the youngins don't know who Ed Moses is, go and Google Ed Moses and then come back to me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my days, man.
I'm Googling him now.
The American runner.
A massive big up to Trevor Chaloba as well. Obviously, he scored again. That guy has just come in seamlessly into this team. He's only 22 as well. No one was talking about him at the start of the season, including us Chelsea fans as well. But he's just come out of nowhere and he's fitting like a glove. He's looking great. Tomori's in the England squad. Tammy's in the England squad. So big up to Cobham, man. Again, just great to see all these young players doing well, whether they're at the club or not. They're doing big things. And it was Tino Livramento that put Chil in a spliff for the penalty as well, for the foul. So talent all over the place, man, doing brilliant stuff.
I'm going to move on to Tottenham now. Before we do, we're just over an hour in. Make sure you guys hit the like button, get it up to 1.5K now. We just passed 1K, so big up to you guys. Love for the love, always. Make sure you subscribe to Steve's channel, Saeed's channel, Matisse's channel, Tobes' channel, and Grizz's channel, all in the description, as well as Skullfuggery's. And a lot of people are asking me about the artwork and the intro and all of that. That's there too. The intro's there, Jay Rich. The artwork's there from Hashtag Creations. And then the video for the intro was done by Ozza. All of the links are there, people. So do it now, do it after the show, do it whenever. It's up to you guys. And a quick announcement, while we've got 4.2K in the building, it's international break now. For international break, we take a little break too. So Monday, Friday, there's no show. We're going to be back next Wednesday. So Wednesday, when is it? 13th of October? So next Wednesday, 13th of October, we're back for game week 8. We're not here Friday and Monday. So enjoy this weekend, I guess, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break from this because it does take a lot out of us. Friday and Monday nights, a lot of the time the shows are hour and a half now, hour 15 minutes. So obviously, you know, we've got to consider everyone's got family, friends and a life to live as well. Tottenham, Tobes, you got the win.
Yeah.
Tottenham Tobes.
I was happy with that, man.
Come on, Tobes. Give it to us.
Happy. Yeah, I was happy, man. It's very, very rarely I've been happy this season, but I was happy with the result and the performance, man, in the second half anyway. The first half, not so much, but it just felt good leaving that stadium and seeing the team actually play to a reasonable standard, man. We ain't seen it since the opening game against Man City. And I'll even go as far to say that's probably the best second half performance we've had this season in terms of our defending and our ability to create chances, man. I tweeted, Coulter Camps wants me to address Ndom. I will address Ndom because he was terrible. But Lee's saying he's surprised I made it past 44 minutes. People need to stop hating. I go to every Spurs game, most home, every single home one.
Well, you go to the games where you can't sell your ticket. It's not always easy to find a buyer, is it?
It's not about selling my tickets. The games I can't make, I give my tickets away for free. So.
Did anyone take that ticket, by the way?
No, I went.
Nobody wanted it.
No one wanted it.
Oh, yeah, he went.
He was leaving it on cars. You know when you go on the motorway and you stop the car and then they come and try and wash your windows? He was there leaving tickets under windshield wipers and everything. They was there giving it back. It's a long day for Tobes. Carry on, sorry.
My support for my team is unwavering, yeah? But anyway, on Sunday, I was happy with that, man. Second half, we created chances. Son brought the heat, man. Son was exceptional. Like, he torched the Aston Villa defence by himself. I felt it was another poor game for Harry Kane, and I wanted to address this with Steve as well, because this Kane situation is really, really hurting my head. And I think he's going to turn it around. I think he's going to turn it around. I am sure he's going to turn it around, but Spurs fans thought he wouldn't do and he wouldn't be like, he has been. He's been poor. He spat his dummy out. And he's a hindrance to the team at this point in time. But I don't want to spend too much time on him. I felt it was really good. Højbjerg, a good finish. Romero, he was quality, man. Quality centre-back. Only God knows why Nuno didn't start him against Arsenal. Like, he is quality. Reguilón had his first decent game in a long time. Emerson, this is now two successive games where he's been solid defensively at right back.
and we're hoping he can now get a run into the team. So, listen, in a dark cloud of doom, there's a little bit of a light here with the performance that we saw against Aston Villa. And we just have to hope and pray it continues. But again, yeah, negatives about the game, Harry Kane's performance and Ndombele's performance. Our midfield is not good, and the players that we rely upon are just not reliable. And it's concerning. But otherwise, it was a good day out, man. I was happy about that.
Yeah. What was it? Your first win in between international break, yeah?
That's our first win since Watford, yeah.
Yeah, that was just before. Yeah. Saeed, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, did you see Toby, the honesty about the contract issue? That must be good news now. You know what I mean? That they have to get top six finish. You know what I mean, if you don't, then there could be serious trouble.
Yeah. I saw that. I didn't believe it at first, but it's actually real because Ornstein reported it. I mean, it's good that the club are sort of saving their bacon by not locking this guy into a long term contract to begin with in the event that they sack him. But again, the bigger question is why hire a manager that on the sounds of it, you don't look like you have much faith in. I don't know.
Did Kane have a bad game? Because I didn't watch the game. Was he that poor?
He was poor, yeah. He was poor. He missed another one-on-one. And yeah, just in the air, he got bullied by Courtney House, Tyron Mings. He didn't play well, man. Him and Ndom were our worst players, easily.
I've never seen an MBE move like this before, you know. This is incredible. It's actually mad. I hate to say I told you so, but wow, this is worse than I expected. I'm not going to lie to you. He's proper dropped the bag. There's people in the chat saying he's got his two vaccines done, passport and bags packed, everything still out. Like, it's nuts. And for me, the problem is that every single performance he puts in for you guys, his price just decreases every single match, every game. So now you're going to be in a position where do we get rid of him? Well, you're saying you're never going to get rid of him in January. Well, if he keeps performing like this, what would be the point in keeping him?
I don't think he will keep performing like this till January, though. Like, I think the penny has to drop. It's only October. Do you get what I'm saying? I think you're right. If it gets to December time and we're still seeing these performances, then it's already a cause for concern. But then it's like alarm bells have to ring. Like, this guy's forcing us into a corner now. But it's October.
These kind of players always get the they always.
Like, how would you feel though as a Tottenham fan if he leaves and then he just instantly turns it on just as soon as he goes to Man City? Because I can see it happening, you know, I really can.
It'll be snake settings, but honestly, I don't think this is going to last forever, man. I think we'll see a better performance from Harry Kane over the next couple of weeks, man. Like, I think he'll back, and I think he'll improve for Spurs. But yeah, he doesn't want to be there. Yeah, he don't want to be there. Like, and if I took my Spurs hat off, I totally understand it. But at the same time, nobody forced him to sign the contract. And our morals and our principles are our morals and our principles. Like, we're not going to let you go on the cheap just because you want to leave. Like, a team has to come and make a sufficient offer. I think the only bit where I was considering it yesterday, and I think this is maybe where Steve might have been right, is maybe the club shouldn't have been so, like, shut off to Man City's approaches. If he really wanted to leave, maybe they should have listened out to Man City and found a middle ground for both Kane, Spurs and Man City. Because if they really wanted the player, then maybe they would have paid the fee that we would have desired. But from what Pep Guardiola said, Daniel Levy didn't entertain any conversation, and nobody's a winner here. Nobody's a winner.
I don't think City go for him now. I just think Haaland. I think with Haaland becoming available, I just think that boat sailed. I mean, even if Harry Kane, you know, before this City speculation, if he'd have put in a couple of bad performances, he's got credit in the bank, so the Spurs fans would have just allowed it. But now, every time he puts a stinker in, they're always going to be thinking his head turned by the City move and that. So he's stuck in I said it before the season, he's stuck in a hard place now because he's got to be on absolute top form, banging the goals in for them to think he's back. Otherwise, if he's not, they're going to say he don't want to play for Spurs. So it's peak for him now.
I think PSG might be an option.
He'll turn it around, man. He'll turn it around. I think he will, man. Lee's hit the nail on the head. The leaving the biggest problem at Spurs and has been for a decade now. Yeah, that's the main issue, not Harry Kane. It's him. It's him. Mm.
Might be in one for in for one of those hazard seasons, isn't it?
Oh, what, the one goal a season? You wish.
Never know, bro.
Yo, imagine that.
You wish. You wish, man. Harry Kane's got the same amount of goals as Lukaku has in the last four games, though.
What play? Who is he playing against? Microsoft Excel in the conference?
No, I'm talking about in the league. In the league.
In the league?
Yeah.
Well, who did he score against?
No, I said he's got the same number of goals as Lukaku.
Oh, you're funny. You're a funny guy. You're a funny guy. I'm sick of this guy, man. I'm done. Done talking. I've been speaking to this guy for too long, man.
Chris, what are you saying over there? Sorry to interrupt your protein shake and all that, but you've been quiet.
Yeah, I'm serious. No,
I'm serious.
you don't pay respect enough to the below the table, innit, Chris?
No, I do, because when you said bread
back and just it's not interested. Fuck it. If we're not talking about the Premier League title race, fuck the rest of you.
The big dogs.
I wouldn't, because Toby's a friend and a brother, you know, for his welfare, we have to all
that big dog's thing. Oh, yeah, out, man.
We have to sit on the back of his shoe, man.
We have to worry about his welfare, because that's what this is about, right? It's not about Spurs, it's about Toby being okay. And I'm happy to see him smile this week. It's good. I don't think many of us predicted a Spurs win, so the pressure was on Spurs. Aston Villa are good. Are a good team.
Saeed got it right. 2-1.
What, Chief?
Yep.
Oh, no. Yo,
man. I'm moving at the table, man. I can feel it.
Oh, shit.
I've got one correct score, I think.
All right. You man's caught up today, this week. But listen, Spurs pulled out a result when they needed it. That was pressure. And however they done it, with Ndombele or Kane not playing well, the main focus was to get 3 points in, and they've done it. Now they've got a chance to assess where they are. A 2 week break. Is it 2 week break? 1 week break. 1 week break, isn't it?
Two week break.
Yeah. Lord, yeah. What are we going to do for 2 weeks, 15, man?
15, 16.
England, isn't it?
You're saying that like it means anything to me. Like
England is not. That is not a break.
That is not a break. We've got one or two this weekend.
That is a problem. That is a disaster.
Well done, Spurs, for pulling out. It's bought him time. I just see it as he's not going to make any progress there. It's going to be much of a muchness with Spurs. I think it's going to plateau into like sort of that. Where are you now? About sixth? Seventh? Yeah, something like that. And that's it. Yeah, man. It's just a little personal battle between Arsenal and them. It's going to be. You know, fans are going to banter each other all season, like who's coming, because Arsenal are coming up. Spurs are going to just level out. So that's all they've got to look forward to. But yeah, unfortunately.
Man said, I don't know, bro. That's the reality, imagine. It's actually mad. That's the reality. I grew up on Henri and Vieira and them, man, and now we're just battling it out from 8th to 11th with Tottenham. What kind of fucking life is that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we ain't spoken about Arsenal, did we?
What about them?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean?
What about them? You
didn't
win.
Are you going to beat Brighton away? Are you going to beat Brighton away?
Probably not, but I'm not attacking you. I'm saying we haven't spoken about Arsenal.
Yeah, what's going on? We're running out of time.
Your last match is for a reason,
isn't it?
No one wants to talk about that.
Last week, you won the league, and your academy players, your manager, your first team, backroom staff all took photos in the changing room because you obviously won the league last week. And then you go to Brighton with no Welbeck,
is that what we did?
No Batuma, no Webster. Yeah, that's what you did. I've got the photo. I'll send it to you. Yeah, I got a photo.
So this is why I stay off social media, man, because they do nonsense that'll make me go mad. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And then Brighton, they played you off the park. Played you off the park.
It is what it is, isn't it?
It's good, though. It's like, what, 3 defeats, 3 wins, 1 draw. That's around about mid-table. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's quite normal. Listen, why are you laughing? This is a serious conversation.
No, but it's a good point, though, when you think about it.
It is. It's exactly what you expect. Like, yeah. Is anybody shocked that Arsenal didn't go to Brighton and win? I don't know what you guys' prediction was, because I obviously missed the show. This is normal. This is normal. This is why... I spoke to Lee last week about this. This is why he didn't get mad excited about the Tottenham win, because he knows where it is with Arsenal.
True.
Like, again, and I'm seeing people saying, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't be Arteta out and change my mind. What are you talking about? Change your mind. Change your mind for what?
Did you see
change your mind for what? Change your mind for what?
So many tweets were like, oh, I think I was a bit too wrong with Arteta route. I'm going to give him time to work his magic with these kids. And I said, what more time? What more time do you need?
All I'm saying is they would have lost this game last season.
Don't respect you because you're not the big dogs.
I see,
you know what? Since he had that Twitter space and shout him, you know what I mean? It's moving different now.
You heard what they said, yeah? You heard what they called me, yeah? So put some respect on my name.
You know what they said to him? Let me read it out. Let me read it out, man.
Yeah, football expert, yeah? You understand? Yeah. Football expert. But listen, I see, look, what do you want from them? No, but Turkish and all the Arsenal fans, what do you want? Like, why are you still... Like, you've got 10 points out of 12. Take it for what it is now. Like, 10 points out of 12 is very, very good form.
No. I've seen someone do this before. There was three games prior to those. Don't do that. The season didn't start when Arsenal wanted it to. The season starts when the season starts.
You can't be mocking Christmas one, Matisse. Since Christmas,
we're top of the table. But we're 10th.
Fuck Christmas. That Christmas, it's 10 points out of 12. Oh, come on, Lee.
If the season started in March, we'd be top right now.
Are you seriously thinking Arsenal should have got a result against City, Chelsea, and who was the other one?
Brentford.
Brentford was nasty, innit?
Chelsea, they should have fought for a fight, though.
Brentford was ugly. I'm not going to lie, but Brentford was first game of the season. Shit happens. It was like an FA Cup tie. Brentford put it on us. Look, Brentford put the squeeze on us.
So they beat West Ham as well, you know, away.
Brentford just did West Ham as well. So people, you can't be... No, Matisse, come back.
What are you laughing at?
The standards. Well, the standards for the football club, man. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful what you man are doing.
You're trying to change the starting date.
You're doing the equivalent of Football Manager where you just don't press save as and just turn off the computer and start again. That's what you man are trying to do. You're like, oh, we didn't win the last game. Let's turn off the computer and do it again. What kind of disrespectful nonsense is this? The season's starting at the same time for everybody.
Say something here, brother. Because, look, the time to mock Arsenal is when Arsenal are fucking up. Why are these mans mocking you when you've just got 10 points out of 12? That's four games.
To be honest with you, because of where we are, I never think this is bro. Table.
How many years has Arteta been in charge of? How many years has he been in charge of? And we're doing the last four games. What are we doing here, darling? What are we doing?
Can you look at the graph, please, Matisse? Can you look at the graph?
£170 million. And you're telling me they should be happy with a 0-0 against a Brighton team with no Welbeck, Bissouma, or
I don't want to banter, man.
Yo, pack it up, fam.
I've got my own problems, man. I don't even need to banter, man.
Pack it up. It's a wrap.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the table, man.
The disrespect on this club.
What table you want to see? Yeah, the prediction table.
Yeah, not the league table.
Yeah, I heard that people are blaming it on the rain and that. What's going on, Turkish man?
I heard you say
about the rain, man. What's going on?
No. You didn't hear me say word this correctly. What you're gonna say now?
Okay, no. So I said, I saw a picture. Yeah, I was gonna say I saw a picture saying you miss Xhaka.
Yeah. So I never said that. That wasn't me. Out of my mouth. Yeah. This is what was said.
That was Josh, the cameraman.
Amongst conversation, when we're talking about Lokonga's role and in essence him doing what Xhaka does, protecting Tierney when Tierney bombs forward, when Robbie asked me, did we miss Xhaka? I went, probably, because Lokonga can't do that role. And then the title become, we miss Xhaka, because I said, Probably. So that's how we got to that title.
Fair. They try to stitch you up there, fam. Because I seen I'm that. Glad like, yo, that
I heard you say, because no one heard me say I miss Xhaka. Yeah, no one heard me say that. All I said was if Arteta doesn't have that, how can you play Lokonga and still play like you're playing Xhaka? Like, that doesn't make no sense to me. And that's kind of naive. And against Brighton, I saw more of a Burnley Norwich performance than I did a Tottenham performance, which tells me Tottenham were as bad as they were, more than we was as great as we were. I think it was more, you know, Tottenham on the day.
Spurs are shit. No, you were sick. Spurs are shit.
On the flip side, we got Palace and Villa coming over the international break, both at the Emirates. If we beat both of those teams, then it becomes 4 wins and 1 draw away to Brighton in the last 6 or 5.
Could be ahead of us.
5 games. Yeah. So that looked...
Oh, could they?
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Y'all keep believing, innit?
Is that why you wasn't laughing? Now I know why Saeed wasn't laughing.
Yeah, man. Because it's peak out here, man. Listen, I'm going to chill, man, until we're a couple of...
Shall I say something?
Yeah.
I think Arsenal are going to finish above Spurs. Clip that shit.
Oh.
Spurs
finished 8th.
Chris, were you thinking you did something there? They should finish above us.
Oh, shut up.
You're telling Colby.
No chance you're accepting that. Please, don't talk that shit. Don't talk that shit. You've been gunning Arsenal. You said Arsenal are like the worst and this and that. You cannot suddenly say they should.
And Spurs are shit, bro. What do you want me to say?
Nah, Toby, you was giving smack then. You can't just say that.
Yeah, you can't just switch.
Wait. Saeed. Why? I said they should be. I'm not saying that they will. I'm saying they should be, bro. They play one game a week and they spend 170 million. If you've got no Europe and you spend 170 million, how can you not be finishing above us? We finished 7th last year.
You're meant to have 2 world-class players and
one isn't playing, as we just spoke about. One isn't playing, bro.
A fantastic midfielder from France.
Arsenal have no Europe. Let's not underplay that. They have a whole week to work on Arteta ball.
They're going to finish above Arsenal.
I'm not about to argue who's more dead, Tottenham or Arsenal, because that...
I want to see that.
Something I want to do. Even if we finish above Tottenham, that's not a success for me. The only way I see this season is
small steps, isn't it, Turkish? Small steps.
That is the smallest step you can take, Chris. It's like taking the step forward and falling back downstairs. It's long. That ain't achieving nothing. A challenge for top 4 is the only step that...
Nah, that's not happening. No, I'm not saying that.
Are you not listening
I said that's the only way.
That's a step up. Is a challenge.
Nah, you should take Europa League, honestly. Europe 5th or 6th, that's a success.
100% is, in my opinion.
There's a way of getting 5th or 6th. If we get 6th scraping it last few game weeks, or if you get 5th, being there for the majority of the season, that is very different, isn't it? You're more confident of maybe building on it next season. If we scrape 6th, what's that? We flirted with Conference League and then we scraped Europa League.
You should aim to get... If top 4 is mathematical, you should aim always kind of like... You shouldn't always just aim for top 6. You know what I mean? You should aim for top 4, really.
I get that logic.
Top four is just like, come on now. That's just mad.
We'll be killing ourselves anyway. But listen, enough of that. We're done. 1 hour. Well, 1.5 hours coming up to you. Let me bring up the prediction table quickly because, like Chris said earlier, Tobes, Matisse, and Saeed all got 5 points this week.
Okay.
Where are we? Didn't I even upload it? Shit. I haven't uploaded it.
Google's down, fam. Watch.
Let me upload this right now. Prediction table. We got
that means
here.
I should be second.
Yes.
You're a cheeky one. You took a week off. You took a week off just to study this shit.
Me?
Yeah, bro.
Let me bring up last week's table. So last
week. Sitting there working it out.
That's last
bro. Never that. I would never do that.
And then here we are this week.
Jeez. Oh, shit. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Jeez, you're in trouble, my guy. 1 point this week.
Chili's coming your way, Steve.
Yo, Steve, what's going on, bro?
Nah, listen. People get excited, don't they? Just calm down. There's a long way to go yet, isn't it?
Yo, Steve.
Steve's the worst person to eat hot chili.
Yo, this head's going to explode.
I know.
Steve, man.
Don't forget, I was leading. I was leading last season all the way to the end.
Yeah. Early. Listen, if you get two, three correct scores in a week, it's all mad. It flips around.
You do know. I keep telling you, mock exams don't mean shit. Yeah, that was a mock. You understand? This is the real paper.
This is the real thing now.
This is the real paper, says Greece. The big
I studied. I told you from day.
Imagine Larry just, but again, nah, I'm rooting for you because I'm rooting for you, man.
You ain't rooting shit.
Like, why are you doing this? Why are you telling these lies for?
You better stay off the bottom, Saeed. That's what I'm saying, man.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to do a Tottenham right now, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm racing to that 40-point mark, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to see the bottom of the table at all. Because me and Chili do not go well together.
But listen, you man. Love for less giving an hour and a half of your time as always. People, make sure you subscribe to the guys, Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, and Matisse. All of their channels in the description below. The Big Six channel, that link is in the description below too, as well as Scarfuggery. So support all of the guys as always. Hit the like button before you go, people. Like I said earlier, we're going to be back next Wednesday, 13th of October. Next Wednesday, we are not doing our usual Monday to Friday this week because of international break. So look out for us in about 10 days or so. Love for the love as always, people. We'll be back then. Peace.